ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Air New Guinea, whose CEO Gary Seddon says staff are leaving the company for better pay and work opportunities overseas. He said Air New Guinea currently has a pilot cadet program in Australia for the increasing demand in the future. Talking to reporter Godwin Ecky, here's Air New Guinea CEO Gary Seddon.
We've always had an issue, I think, with pilots and engineers going overseas and being offered substantial remuneration and packages that a lot of times that Pacific Island carriers like Air New Guinea can't compete with, whether that's a permanent residency visa to Australia or a hefty signing bonus with an American carrier.
Do you have any programs in place, perhaps for upcoming pilots in Papua New Guinea to have that opportunity to work for national airlines?
Look, I would like to confidently say that our workforce are happy. We've got a bright future in front of us. Our outlook is very positive. The government and our shareholder is investing billions of kina in our fleet and our capacity. It's widely known that a 5 billion kina investment program is being undertaken, and we celebrate the arrival of our first three aircraft later this year, one of them coinciding with the 50th independence celebrations in Papua New Guinea. Our pilots, our engineers, our ramp officers, the entire company is incredibly excited for this milestone achievement, heralding the commencement of a new future for the airline. It has put increased pressure on us as an airline to retain and also train our personnel, whilst at the same time balancing that against operational efficiency. We have recommenced our pilot cadet program, so we have currently 7 pilots down in a school in South Australia. They've commenced quite a rigorous and lengthy training program that lasts close to 10 years before they become airline pilots with Air New Guinea. It's well over 1 million kina per pilot, but it's an investment worth making.
There are a lot of old planes that sort of still are being used in Papua New Guinea or in country, which has become a hindrance to, you know, flight delays and all these things. How will the new fleets assist in that area?
A couple of years ago, to make both an operational and strategic decision to replace an aging fleet. You know, my fleet is on average about 35 years old, and to replace that fleet is largely because the cost of maintaining, you know, an aged fleet, growing challenges around engineering support, spare parts availability, fuel use with aircraft that are from a different generation. All of this drove decisions to modernize. And as I said earlier, it's not solely about cost, but it's also about future-proofing. I believe that delays and cancellations and disruption to our very valued passengers is a combination of factors. The aged fleet is one, and of course that's driven largely by our commitment to safety, and that we will not sacrifice safety for commercial reasons. And we have improved our operating performance. 2024 compared to 23 saw quite a substantial reduction in cancellations. I think we were about down 37%. We're still just shy of 10% of the total operating flights in terms of the number of cancellations. But operating performance has improved with the introduction of newer 737 aircraft and a couple of newer Q400 turboprop aircraft too. But yeah, new fleet will bring about, you know, not only improved schedule integrity, it'll help us to reduce our operating costs, as you know, these are more fuel-efficient engines, carbon composite aircraft, they're lighter. So we'll be able to fly from Port Moresby to Leh, for example, burning 30% less fuel, which obviously has financial gains and that we can pass on to our customers in the form of reduced airfares, but then also help us to reduce our impact on local and regional climate.
Fuel has also been an ongoing issue in Papua New Guinea, especially with some of your jet airlines. Maybe due to various reasons, Air New Guinea has encountered issues with the fuel system to do with the airlines.
Puma Energy, as the primary fuel supplier, were unable to provide us with the fuel that we required. They ceased providing us fuel in May of last year. We were fortunate that we had been working on alternate solutions with Octedi Mining Limited and also Pacific Energy Aviation Limited. And collectively, we were able to establish a supply chain that allowed us to then fly our domestic network. September will herald the arrival of our first A220 aircraft, shortly followed by two others. So 2025 is an exciting year, not only for PNG as we celebrate 50 years of independence, but also Air New Guinea as we celebrate the arrival of our new future. That will help us to develop a fantastic tourism industry here in PNG. You know, it's largely known as an untapped gem of an industry that brings with it substantial direct and indirect economic growth, employment, and so on. Air New Guinea will be able to operate efficient aircraft, providing competitive airfares that will attract, regional and further visitors.
And that is Air New Guinea CEO Gary Seddon talking to reporter Godwin Ecky.